In August 1942, my grandmother was one of the last survivors of the Lutz ghetto. At age 20, her life was saved by the miraculous appearance of righteous Christians one after another. Evangelical Christians, farmers, and peasants each hid her in attics, cellars, and chicken coops. She finally descended from the attic in 1944. Every Holocaust survivor has a story, and every survivor deserves to end their life with dignity. So let me tell you another story. This is Mrs. T, who's 76 years old and lives in Maryland. She began her life by fleeing with her family in August 1941 to Tashkent, Uzbekistan, where she and her family survived the war. She immigrated to the U.S. in 1988. Today, Mrs. T's monthly income is $710, and her documented assets in 2011 were $479.50. Her children are not financially capable to help take care of her. But not for the Jewish Social Service Agency, JESA, Mrs. T wouldn't have personal care, including housekeeping, cooking, medical care, and bathing. She would have to choose between food and medicine. Whether it's the story of my grandmother or the story of Mrs. T, these are our stories, and these are our families. Most people don't know the story of Mrs. T and the more than 200 other Holocaust survivors living in the Washington, D.C. area who are living below the poverty line. Her story is not unique. Just 2 years ago, we came to understand that there was a growing crisis taking place in the greater Washington Jewish community and in major cities all around the world. Just yesterday, Vice President Biden told us that 25% of Holocaust survivors in the U.S. are living below the poverty line. The issue has a financial dimension, a human component, and moral subtext unlike any other we face. What we realized is that the opportunity to act is limited by time and scope. This is a community issue and not just one of the social service agency. We at Federation recognized that our challenge was to bring life-saving and life-enhancing services to the remaining Holocaust survivors. They have an aversion to living in an institutional setting. We knew we needed to help them spend their final years well cared for and in dignity.
JESA can help aging survivors stay in their homes for about $6,000 per survivor per year. 10 years ago, very few survivors required funding at this level. However, with the population aging into their 80s and 90s, they have become increasingly frail and needy, with more clients being added to JESA's caseload each year. Despite this increase in needy survivors, funding from outside sources, such as the Claims Conference, has remained flat. By 2013, JESA had a waiting list for new survivors and had been forced to cap the amount of services each client received. So our Federation and JESA joined together to create a fund with the goal of raising $5 million to cover the funding gap for survivors over the next 10 years. It really began with our generation. My sister-in-law and I met with JESA to see how we could help volunteer, envisioning friendly visits or delivering baked goods. At the same time, we were also speaking to Federation about how to support this population financially. Our peers had been equally inspired by the issue, with young adults sponsoring happy hours and webpage donation drives to raise money and awareness. But we realized that to make this significant impact necessary, it would take a joint effort from us and our parents. So around the Shabbos table one Friday night, our family made plans to create somewhat of a throwback parlor meeting. Though some thought it was risky, we decided to take an old-fashioned parlor meeting where everyone stood up and stated their donations out loud. What ended up making this parlor meeting so successful was the interplay between generations. It was incredible to see people of my in-laws' generation standing up and stating amounts of $100,000 or more, and then having a peer stand up and just as proudly commit $5,000 or $10,000. We even had a teenager from the day school come who had convinced her entire class to donate their bar mitzvah money to Holocaust survivors. This issue was clearly topical and deeply personal to all ages. At the end of the night, we had raised over $1.8 million for survivors. We have since raised another $700,000, bringing our current total to $2.5 million with 100 survivors, with 100 donors. So often people think of the Holocaust as an old issue. But for all Jews of all ages, whether through a grandparent, parent, friend, teacher, cousin, the Holocaust is our story. The idea of Holocaust survivors struggling for food and medication once again makes young and old realize that we have the power to help them in a way previous generations couldn't. I think people of all generations can agree that the time to act is now. Thanks.